Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here from WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and anywhere you get your podcasts, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we are there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, we're there. How's everybody doing? It is Friday. You made it through the week. We made it together. Weekend, hopefully you got some good plans. It looks like it's going to be a decent weekend. You know, that perfect chilly fall weekend. Hopefully you go out some pumpkin picking, do some leaf peeping, whatever you do. Visit some of our local orchards and get a fresh pie made and whatever else suits you. Get a glass of wine at one of our wineries or cideries or whatever we have around here. There's a couple of great ones. But do something. Call your loved ones. Talk to your children. It's just that time of year. We got Jake back. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know you enjoyed it. We celebrated your birthday yesterday without you. I made a post to make sure everybody knew it was your birthday and to celebrate you halfway. And we wish you a happy birthday on the air. But glad you're back today as well.
Yeah, it feels great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you. It's coming up on 310, 57 degrees on this Friday, October 17th. So the big thing last night, the Scranton mayoral debate. I'll give you my takedown on it pretty quickly. It was anticlimactic. The pro-Palestinian demonstrators and Rick Little, who was an independent candidate for mayor, were entertaining. The mayor has a problem with facts. Gene Barrett and Trish Bynum left a multitude of opportunities on the table. And was telling that the only one who went low and on the personal attack bandwagon was the incumbent mayor, Mayor Cognetti. During her 2 minutes at the end, she decided, instead of touting her record, instead of talking about what she'll do moving forward, she took some pot shots at Gene Barrett and Trish Bynum. And, you know, they fired back a lot. And again, there was some factual issues there that may be an issue moving forward as far as who had to pay who a settlement and what the true facts were in that and if there were truly lawsuits or not with that person named. Let them fight that out. That's their fight. But there were a lot of things that grabbed my attention. There was a lot of discussion about policing and law enforcement, you know, and that's my wheelhouse. And it just didn't match up. A lot of things didn't match up to where, you know, there was a lot of conversation about what successes there were in Scranton, about how much money's been spent on policing, how much support there truly is, and where crime stands. Gene Barrett and Trish Bynum named crime as one of their pillars of why they were running and what they see as the biggest problem in Scranton, or one of the biggest problems in Scranton. And although they were right, they really didn't articulate where they were getting that information or that feeling from. Well, first of all, both of them live in Scranton. And if you have a perception of what you see day in and day out, then that's what you have. But there's also good to follow up with the facts. And the mayor said, Mayor Cognetti fired back saying, well, I don't know where they're getting their statistics from. It's just not true. Crime is not up in Scranton. And, you know, we spend a lot of money and we do a lot of great things in Scranton. And you know, a lot of things great are done in Scranton as far as policing go, but it has more to do with the men and women who wear the uniform and less to do with the administration and what they do. So because there was some confusion on the mayor of Scranton's part in regards to crime statistics, I took it upon myself to better give residents of Scranton a true picture. Violent crime is indeed up in 2024 compared to 2023 in 6 of the 9 major tracked categories. Now, those categories are murder, rape, robbery, aggravated felony assault, simple misdemeanor assault, burglary, theft, motor vehicle theft, and arson. And these statistics come directly from, because I got them last night myself, directly from the Pennsylvania State Uniform Crime Reporting System. Murder in Scranton between 2023 and 2024 are up 133%. Rape is up in Scranton between 2023 and 2024, 5.8%. Robbery is up 9.1%. Aggravated assault, felony assault, and we're going to get to that in a minute, but felony assault is down 20.4%. Simple assault, misdemeanor assaults, are up 12.9%. Burglary is down 16.6%. Theft is down 4.3%. Motor vehicle theft is up 16.5%. And arson is up 18.2%. So crime in 6 of the 9 categories is indeed up. And some of the excuses that, well, the reason there's more crime reported is because the police are being more proactive. Well, when police are proactive, they don't create crime. They're just catching crime that's actually happening. So it really doesn't mean there. And one of the other things I found interesting, an anomaly I call it, when searching through the crime statistics, and here we go. Looking through the years of Scranton crime statistic, an interesting anomaly became apparent in the 2019-2020. There was a flip in aggravated felony assaults and simple misdemeanor assaults. So in 2020, the first year Mayor Paige Cognetti became mayor, aggravated felony assaults numbered 652, with only 101 simple assaults, which are misdemeanor assaults. In 2021, those numbers flipped. There were 648 simple misdemeanor assaults and only 169 aggravated assaults. So prior to 2021, the majority of assaults within the city of Scranton were charged as felonies in the hundreds. Again, in 2020, there were 652 felony assaults. That was pretty stable. It got as high as over 1,000 at one point. But after 2020, that flipped and remained each year until now, with simple assaults in the hundreds. Again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In 2021, the simple assaults were the same as the felony assaults in 2020 at 648. Now, looking at this pattern, and someone who's done numbers for police department, was part of ComStat in the New York City Police Department, which breaks down the statistics, This pattern is indicative of new directives and classification to reduce felony crime being documented by the feds, because a lot of misdemeanor crime doesn't get passed on to the feds. They follow, they track the felony crime five, really, it's called. And efforts to lessen area impacts. You know, when you do a property search, it says what the crime rating is. You know, when you go to get a mortgage, they look at crime rating. And when you get insurance for your home, they look at crime rating. It affects things like that. You know, the look good, feel good type of statistics that are out there. So my question is, as this pattern is indicative to a new directive, because all of a sudden between 2020 and 2021, assaults, be it misdemeanor or felony, just totally flipped in numbers. Now, that could be a coincidence, but in my experience in police departments, it's usually indicative of a crime classification problem or issue or directive. So my question is, was this a coordinated effort and by whom? So it's interesting there. One of the other things that jumped out at me is the 1,000 new residences that have been approved and implemented under the mayor's administration. Well, that's great. I'd love to see how that is true, because the population in the city of Scranton has gone down. So if we've added 1,000 new places to live in Scranton, but the population has gone down, that math is just not mathing. So, interesting that that was one of the talking points, and I would like to see more data on that, where exactly these residences, be it apartments, homes, whatever they are, were implemented, because it just, you know, you have your average residence of three people. You know, we should have an increase of 3,000 people, not a decrease of just under 800 people from the time she took office till now. One of the other things is she touted millions and millions of dollars in investment in the city's police department when she was talking about crime in the police department and supporting the men and women in our uniform of the police department of Scranton. From 2019 to 2025, the Scranton police budget has only gone up 4.9%. So if you're spending millions and millions of dollars in extra funds, it's not in the Scranton budget. So I would love to know where that money's being spent, because it doesn't show in the annual budget. And I broke all that down on my Facebook. Also, it was just posted on my Facebook and WILK's Facebook page. The Fraternal Order of Police, the union that represents the men and women of the Scranton Police Department, have overwhelmingly endorsed another candidate, Gene Barrett. I have the letter in front of me. To the committee of elect Gene Barrett for mayor, on behalf of the members of the EB German Lodge 2 Fraternal Order of Police, I am proud to inform you that on October 1st, 2025, our members voted overwhelmingly to endorse Gene Barrett's candidacy for mayor of the city of Scranton. This endorsement reflects Mr. Barrett's longstanding commitment to public safety, from his honorable military service to his many years of active involvement in the Scranton community, his dedication, integrity, and consistent support for those who serve and protect our city and have not gone unnoticed. We believe it is time to open the doors of City Hall to a leader who prioritizes the needs of Scranton's taxpayers over political ambition. Our endorsement is not only from city employees, it comes from fellow citizens who live, work, and invest in the future of this city. We are confident that Gene Barrett will lead with transparency, accountability, and genuine commitment to what is best for Scranton as a whole. Respectively, Justin Butler, President, EB German Lodge 2. That's the union that represents the men and women of the Scranton Police Department. Overwhelmingly endorsed the independent candidate challenging the incumbent mayor, Paige Cognetti. That speaks volumes to what the difference is to what she said on a debate stage last night and to what the men and women who wear that uniform go out and risk their lives every day do each day and day out. And again, as far as financial support for the police department, which protects the men and women and residents of the city of Scranton, the children of the city of Scranton, to say millions and millions of dollars was spent. Listen, I've spoken to many members of the Scranton Police Department. They do have equipment that's second to none. What they're lacking is the support, the administration, and backing to do their job outside of a political lens. Policing is very black and white. It's supposed to be that because it's based off the laws, the policies and procedures that dictate what they do day in and day out, that are created by the legislators, by those who make law, by administrators. That's the way it should be judged based on the facts, the evidence, and the benefit of the doubt, not through a political lens, which is often done. And it seems more and more is done through a political lens, especially here in Northeast Pennsylvania. So listen, I broke down a lot of the misnomers and facts. And again, I think it was an anticlimactic debate. There was the pro-Palestinian demonstrator. It's interesting that they chose Mayor Paige Cognetti's time to start their rhetoric or nonsense. I would have hoped they would have been thrown out a lot quicker than they were, but they were eventually, and the debate went on. But it still just goes to show you that we do have those types right here in our backyard, here in Northeast Pennsylvania. So everything we just talked about is on my Facebook page. You could check it out there. I have the links to get the information and some other things. So it was an interesting evening. Again, last thing I wanted to do was stay up last night and look through databases and do investigations, but it turned out that way. And again, that letter from the Fraternal Order of Police itself is posted both on mine and WILK's Facebook page. So you can see it for yourself there. And I think it speaks volumes on to where the men and women of the city of Scranton who serve us each and every day in uniform risk their lives, what they deserve. And that's, in their own words, true leadership. It's 3:22 here at WILK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.